We're there to help, whether it's a humanitarian mission, whether it's an advisory mission, a political mission, or a peacekeeping mission, with all things explosive. So explosive hazards, explosive risk mitigation, explosive management. And we can be doing this in the traditional ways of humanitarian demining, where we have 1,000 or 2,000 deminers out clearing mines, you know, on their hands and knees, literally 1 square meter at a time, working forward using a metal detector or a prodder, investigating and removing mines. We do the same with battle area clearance, where they will sweep through using search techniques or electronic detectors to see if there's any unexploded shells, rockets, grenades, cluster munitions, artillery rounds, aircraft bombs. And again, whenever they find them, they identify them and they're destroyed.
What kind of training does it take to be a mine clearer?
Again, it depends on the role. To be a deminer is relatively straightforward. And we, through our implementing partners, employ about 15,000 people around the world clearing mines as deminers. And you can learn to be a deminer in about 3 or 4 weeks. And the majority of deminers around the world are from the country in which the mines are located. So the national staff, quite often former soldiers, former combatants, or farmers who will take a 3 to 4 week training course, be given the equipment, which is normally a very sensitive metal detector that will find a pin down to about 20 centimeters, some general excavation tools, tools for removing vegetation, and they work in a very disciplined way. As you go up the command structure, you will do further courses to achieve a level 1, 2, 3, 4 qualification, and depending on the qualification, that is the size or the quantity of explosives you can destroy or the type of munition.
So you find a mine at the lower level of finding them. What do you do?
Actually, that's when the deminer's job stops. He uncovers enough of the mine to identify it is an explosive device, and he then basically raises his hand, and his team leader, who is more qualified, will come over, confirm the finding, and then if that team leader is qualified to use explosives, the team will stop work, the deminers will return to a safe area, and the team leader will get his demolition kit out and go and place a small charge next to the mine and blow it up.
What has been your experience in mine clearing?
I've worked in many countries, most of them affected. I'm coming up to my 20th anniversary in demining next year.
And you're still here.
And I'm still here. 10 fingers, 10 toes, and both eyes, so I must be managing the risk somehow. I started in Mozambique in 1994, then went across to Angola, to Cambodia, to Laos, Afghanistan, Kosovo, then took a break to do a master's and then joined the UN after I'd completed my master's. Worked with the UN mission in Sudan and South Sudan as it split, and then came to New York and worked for UNOPS and now with UNMAS at DPKO.
Why are you interested in this area?
I think it's a fascinating job. I've got the best job in the world. I get to do interesting things, travel to interesting places, have a very challenging job, and I get paid for it. And the nice side effect is I help people. Every day, we make the world literally a safer place. We've got, as I say, over 15,000 people deployed around the world. They're working in very difficult and sometimes hazardous conditions, but they are literally making the world a better place. And it's very rewarding to go somewhere like East Kabul, where I was there in 97. And I went back last time I was in Afghanistan last year. And when I was there, it was completely devastated. Layers of mines amongst the rubble, lots of unexploded shells, people being injured every day. And this time when I went back, there's children playing. Nearly all the houses have been reconstructed. It's just amazing to think back to what I saw 10 years ago and what really effective demining has done in that part of Kabul.
Speaking of the communities, what kind of contact do you have with the communities?
I mean, the communities are really what it's all about. I mean, mines are very much a poverty issue because you don't live on a minefield if you've got a choice. And if you've got money, you have a choice. If you don't have any money, then your choices are limited. And that's why, statistically, most of the casualties after the war is over tend to be from the poorest income groups. And if you're poor to start with, and then you stand on a mine and blow your leg off, you're a lot poorer. If the person who stood on the mine was the family breadwinner, if it was the dad who went out to work, or if it was the mother who was collecting firewood or water, and she's then hospitalized, or he's hospitalized, it's even more of a poverty blow. It's a spiral that mines make worse and worse. So the great thing about mine clearance is there's an immediate peace dividend. As soon as you start clearing the mines, it stimulates growth and the economy and gives people a chance.